One of the nation's largest and most important labor unions will be sitting out this year's presidential election. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters says they will not be endorsing any candidate, either Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Donald Trump, after endorsing Joe Biden 4 years ago. NPR's Don Gagne joins us now to sort all of this out. Hey, Don.
Hey there.
So, Don, I mean, we've both covered politics a long time, so I know that labor unions overwhelmingly back Democrats typically in political contests, and we know that they interviewed Vice President Harris. So this sounds to me, at least, like quite a blow to the Democratic ticket.
It absolutely is. And I can tell you that so far this year, I have seen union political engagement like I've not seen before in terms of energy and activity and enthusiasm, all on behalf of the Harris-Walz ticket. So they would have loved to have had the Teamsters as part of that mix, especially since the Teamsters have such a large presence in battleground states in the upper Midwest. I mean, Pennsylvania is real Teamster country, as is Michigan, Wisconsin, and other places.
Right, okay, but what about the other choice, Republican presidential nominee, former President Trump? They did not endorse him last time, so why would they consider him this time?
It's interesting. Trump is always, of course, courting the working class vote. And at this summer's Republican National Convention, the GOP actually invited Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to speak. They gave him a primetime slot, in fact. And while he delivered a very pro-union message that night, he also sounded very complimentary of Trump. Here's what he said speaking. It was just days after that first assassination attempt on Trump in Pennsylvania.
And I think we all can agree, whether people like him or they don't like him, in light of what happened to him on Saturday, he has proven to be one tough SOB.
And that speech alone just raised a lot of eyebrows, almost as if it were an implied endorsement. The Teamsters leadership also has been conducting internal, non-scientific polling with members, and they released results today showing that overwhelmingly, again, according to their polling, rank-and-file members preferred Trump. They like him because of immigration or trade or whatever.
But they did endorse Trump. They stayed neutral. Tell us why.
Teamsters President O'Brien said there were issues with both candidates they had problems with. He cited, the right to strike for certain critical industries. And even though Harris comes from this administration, which calls itself proudly the most pro-union in history, Trump, meanwhile, does support anti-union right-to-work laws. And perhaps the deal breaker, though, is what he said in an interview with Elon Musk, that workers who strike should be fired. I actually asked O'Brien about that this week when Trump was still in the running for the endorsement, and just listen to the tone of his voice as he answers me.
You saw my reaction. Did you or did you not?
I believe I did.
You did. So why are you asking the question if you already know where I stand? Anybody that fires workers and gloats about it because they're trying to exercise their right to organize, they're going to be called out by the Teamsters.
And it's impossible to say if Trump could have ever gotten the endorsement, right? But the Trump campaign did put out a release almost immediately today, citing those internal Teamster polls showing that Teamsters like Trump.
NPR's Don Gagne. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.